Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to Mike.
16,000 cyber trucks. Seems like it's a lot of cyber. The result generally is pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was pretty good. So the Cybertruck's actually now the third best-selling vehicle in the US behind the Model 3 and Model Y, and it's profitable, so that's good news. But yeah, the shares had an absolute storm overnight, Mike, up 18%. It was the best day in 3 years. So they actually missed in terms of top-line revenues, but beat on bottom line, and more importantly, gave a really strong growth forecast, or Elon did. Revenues up 8% in the quarter, $25.2 billion. Net income up 17% to $2.2 billion. To be fair, though, you know, regulatory or emission revenue, it was a big part of it. That was $740 million, so that's where it earns it from other automakers around as environmentally friendly. So you look at auto revenues, they actually only grew 2%, $20 billion, 463,000 deliveries. It's been pretty flat since late 2022. Obviously, there's a lot of competition. So you've got growth coming from energy generation, storage revenue, and warranty repairs of Tesla vehicles. Even so, the growth outlook was very encouraging. So Musk reckons will be 20 to 30% growth in vehicle deliveries next year due to lower cost vehicles, which he's confident of delivering that model in 2025, and the advent of autonomy. The market had expected deliveries to rise 15%, around 2 million, so it's double that. And that's really what got investors excited. On the self-driving robo-taxi, he reckons there'll be 2 million of cyber cabs a year eventually. We'll have to wait and see. He's not known for sticking to his timeframes. But hey, more potential good news for investors as well, Mike. He promised shareholders he would make Tesla the most valuable company in the world. A bit of a way to go at this point. It's about $2.7 trillion behind Apple.
But when did the facts get in the way of a good story? Now, UPS, what did they have to say?
Hey, they had some good numbers as well. So shares up nearly 5%. First quarterly sales and earnings growth in nearly 2 years. The parcel industry has been under pressure since those pandemic highs. Obviously, we had cost of living pressures, people switching and customers switching to cheaper options. But yeah, they've seen this pick up, and it's also probably to do with the economy turning a corner, inflation easing, confidence improving. Volumes rose 6.5%. Air cargo did well. Also, it's getting a helping hand from Temu and those sort of discounters. They're using its network and utilising its cheaper shore post option. Revenue of the quarter, it exceeded expectations, $22.2 billion. They said $91.1 billion in the full year. You talk about Boeing and wage costs. So UPS has also seen wage costs rise, but it's looking to shore up the bottom line by actually cutting staff, some 12,000 management jobs, so it'll save about $1 billion. Net income up 35%, $1.5 billion. Good sign around the consumer, Mike. FedEx shares also high. Also good news for American Airlines. They raised their profit forecast. Now, they've been trying to sell direct to customers, and that's been an absolute disaster. So they've had to go back to the tried and true travel agent model. That's proving successful. Revenue up 1.2%, $13.7 billion. Loss of $149 million. And just to give you an idea of how costly it's been, Delta and United made almost $1 billion this quarter. She is slightly lower.
Well, what do we make of what Adrian said? And I liked his comments, interestingly enough, about where the market's going at the moment. It's all a bit speculative. But this 75-point cut, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon it's getting a little bit closer. So he didn't give too much away there. But look, he said inflation was effectively beaten. So that was a good news. He used a seafarer's analogy all the way through one of his speeches. Said monetary policy was akin to ocean circumnavigation. It's good to see he acknowledged that New Zealanders had not had a fun ride. That's a bit of an understatement. He did say it was important to avoid a downturn or an inflationary spiral and to stay afloat. But I think one could argue, Mike, looking at some of the data, where many parts of the economy are already submerged. So he said the key question is how long it takes for inflation pressures to dissipate completely. He did talk about overpriced stock markets, so I thought that was interesting. He did sort of also talk about the rise of protectionism and how that could be bad for New Zealand with China our largest customer. But look, in terms of where rates are going, he said it was credible to have the perspective of rates becoming less restrictive, or he said that was a recent phenomenon. Asked whether the 0.5% rate cut was a jumbo move, he said it was actually relative to where you are. Yeah. Of course, you know, the RBNZ was pretty aggressive, wasn't he? So he said there's more rate cuts ahead. He acknowledged that, and this was the other point, he acknowledged that monetary policy operates for 1 to 2 year lag. The neutral rate is becoming more appropriate. Well, the RBNZ says this is 3.8%. We're almost 1% above that now. So he, using his analogy, Mike, you know, we're in stormy waters already, so shouldn't it be all hands on deck? 0.75% rate cut next month.
Yes, you're the man for 0.75. I see you, I hear you. We should point out that Adrian was doing all this in Washington, of course. What are the numbers?
Dow, so step back, that was weighed by IBM actually, but down 0.5%, 42314. S&P 500 up 0.1%. NASDAQ up 0.5%. FTSE up 0.1%. Barclays had a good day on their results. Nikkei up 0.1%. ASX 200 down 0.1%. NZX 50 up 0.2%. 12814. Infratool, that hit an all-time high. Good news there. Gold up $18. 2733 an ounce. Oil down 77 cents. $70 even per barrel. Currencies were even against the US, 60.0, A dollar 90.6, slightly up, and sterling 46.4, down 0.2%.
Good on you, mate. You have a good weekend. Catch up next week. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.